Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16 today. 119, starting in verse 9, with Beth. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to your word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in your precepts and have respect unto your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. I've always enjoyed the way this part of the psalm began. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? And we know that this could fit for anyone at any age, but just that excitement of trying to get started in the world, trying to know what is my path and what ought I to do. The psalm reminds us that we make straight paths when we work with the map that God wrote by his word. When we heed and listen to what he says, we know and we understand. And right at the beginning of this, we read in verses 10 and 11, the emphasis and the connection of our hearts with God's word. The seeking that we need to partake in it, and the laying it up or storing it by and having it ready. And this great effort in our heart, right at the beginning of this part of the psalm, helps us to move forward so that we then declare and rejoice and meditate and delight in the word. And this is exciting because it shows here are verbs, here are actions, here are activities that we can use to show us how to interact with the word, show us how to make the word part of myself. I need to recite them and declare it out loud. I need to be happy about the confidence that it brings, to think about and to choose to see it as a delight, not as something that constrains or withholds, but knowing that God's word is liberty. So let's use these verses as a template for how we should interact with God's word. Let's read it again, verses 9 through 16. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to your word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in your precepts and have respect unto your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. That last line, I will not forget your word, that's really interesting. Think about this. Is this a promise? Or is it simply a statement of fact? If we work to put God's word into our heart, will we ever forget it? Well, thanks for listening in, and hope to talk with you again soon.